Amen. So at this time, we're going to receive Minister Shondalyn Harris. Amen. Bless her. All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you for another opportunity, Lord Jesus, for us to be good. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you open up our hearts to receive your word, Lord Jesus. Let me not be seen, Lord. Lord, but I pray that they see and hear your voice, Lord, and take heed to it, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you on this morning, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am excited on this morning. I'm going to get my stuff together. I'm excited for the word that the Lord has given me on this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to see everyone. Praise God. Praise God. My subject on this morning is, what kind of servant are you? Hallelujah. What kind of servant unto the Lord are you? Praise God. Praise God. And
check 1, 2. This is 13.
Okay. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30. Okay. The Lord Jesus. Jesus is actually talking, and it's the parable about the talents. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be reading today, and we're going to read the whole thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have Jessica read it from Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30. She's going to be doing the Amplified Classic Version. Go ahead, Jessica. You can read it now.
For it is like a man who was about to take a long journey. He called his servants together and entrusted them with his property. To one, he gave 5 talents, probably about $5,000. To another 2, to another 1, to each in proportion to his own personal ability. Then he departed and left the country. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he gained 5 talents more. And likewise, he who had received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came and brought him 5 more, saying, Master, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, here I have gained 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge over much. Enter into and share the joy, the delight and blessedness which your master enjoys. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. Here I gained 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge over much. Enter into and share the joy, the delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys. He who had received 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you had not winnowed the grain. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is your own. But his master asked him, You wicked and lazy, idle servant. Did you indeed know that I reap where I have not sowed and gathered grain where I have not winnowed? Then you should have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received what is my own with interest. So take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will be furnished richly so that he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. And throw the good-for-nothing servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and grinding of teeth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This master who went on a long journey, he represents Jesus in this parable, this story. And the servants that he was talking to represent us. Hallelujah. Us Christians, the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So the master calls his servants and says, these things that belong to me, these things that are valuable to me, my prized possessions, I'm entrusting, hallelujah, I'm entrusting them to you while I'm gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the number of talents that he gave to each servant really had no significance. It wasn't because he valued one more than the other or showed favoritism towards one more than the other. He gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. And it was purely based on their ability to handle responsibility. Purely based on what each individual can handle. I'm grateful for that right now because I know that the Lord won't put on me more than I can bear. Hallelujah. I see some of us try to put it on ourselves and we look at what others have and what the Lord has given them. But what I can say is let's not compare ourselves to one another. Let's not worry what's in their hands and what the Lord has given them and blessed them with, but focus on what is in your hand, what he has given to you and how you can multiply it. Hallelujah. How you can put it to work. Hallelujah. How you can share what the Lord has given you with others. Hallelujah. So the first two servants, they were eager, hallelujah, eager to do the work of the Lord, eager to serve their master. They showed their love for him consistently, hallelujah, because we can start some stuff and not finish it, hallelujah. I praise God for consistency in the work that he has given them. Thank you, Jesus. They most definitely fulfilled the first commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. Hallelujah. The first two servants did that. They multiplied what the Lord had given them. Oh, but the last servant, the one with the one talent, hallelujah. Just from looking at this, I learned a lot about that last servant. And what I see is that he was not in tune with the other two servants. There was some kind of disconnection. Hallelujah. They were not united. Hallelujah. If you know anything about me as far as working in ministry, my first prayer is always unity. Hallelujah. Unite us, Lord, for this purpose, for whatever it is that you have us to do. Put us on the same accord, Lord. Let us look to you for everything. Because when there is division, oh, Jesus, when there is division and we allow the enemy to come in, his purpose, our Lord's purpose, cannot be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this third servant, he was divided from the other two. Therefore, he did not get the grasp or the understanding of what this gift that the Lord had entrusted him with was for. Jesus, Jesus, it was not meant to be buried, not meant to be protected. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm going to protect what the Lord has given to me. No, 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 that's not why he gave it to you. He gave it to you to put it to work. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to use it wisely for his profit. Hallelujah, yes, we serve a God of profit, a God of increase. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Although he got less, he got one thing from the Lord. His obligation should have been the same. Thank you, Jesus. And that is to give glory, hallelujah, to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord came back from his journey, he said the same thing to the first two servants. He said, well done, you upright, honorable, faithful, and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many. Enter into and share the joy, the delight, the blessedness which your master enjoys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we're all waiting to hear that well done. Hallelujah. The King James Version says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will make you ruler over many. That is the reward the Lord has given us, has promised to us. If, hallelujah, hallelujah, if he is pleased, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That means the reward, hallelujah, for that he is giving us is for being faithful, committed, trustworthy, hallelujah, for the sacrifice that you give, hallelujah, for being an example unto him, hallelujah. All of these things, he said, your reward is being ruler over many. Oh, what does that mean? That means that the reward the Lord is giving you is more work. Get ready, y'all. We don't get no breaks. More work. Ruler over many. He gave you a few things, now many. More work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there will be times when you feel burnt out, want to quit, not appreciated all the time, not appreciated. Hallelujah. Looked over. Hallelujah. But we have to remind ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. We have to remind ourselves why we do what we do. Hallelujah. It is not to be honored by man. It is not to be acknowledged by man. Hallelujah. It is not to be glorified by man. Don't praise me. Don't thank me for doing what is required. Hallelujah. What he called me to do. Hallelujah. Because if you look for that, the Bible says, hallelujah, if you look for that, that's exactly what you get. That and that it. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a celebrity. I don't want no praise. I don't want no glory from you. I want to hear what my Lord has to say. I want what he has to offer me. And that is to be ruler, hallelujah, over many. I'm ready for the work. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our job is to glorify him. Give it all back to him. He wants to receive the glory. Hallelujah. It is our job to be obedient. It should be our obligation. Thank you, Jesus. On to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, our reward here, hallelujah, while we're working here, is satisfying our master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We should find joy in serving our master and doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there's more to come. If you don't like it now, oh, you in trouble. Where are you really going? Oh, Jesus. Jesus, knowing that you're making a difference in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Minister Lamont, he was right on point. We should be coming here early to pray, hallelujah, to talk to our Lord, to be on one accord, hallelujah, lifting him up, hallelujah, welcoming him in. Thank you, Jesus, so we can set the atmosphere for those who are coming in, for those unsaved people who are coming in. They should walk in and feel a difference and say there is something different about this place. Hallelujah. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is, but there is something, hallelujah, in my spirit that I know that I have never experienced before. What is this? What is this? And when they encounter the ushers, those who they see first, they should see a persona on you, hallelujah, and say, what is this? What is this that's going on? It's the Spirit of God, our living God, that is living here, and we welcome him, hallelujah. We need to do that early. Get to work early. Start in the church early. Hallelujah. Because that's our mission. That's our assignment. Hallelujah. We falling, y'all. We slacking, and I said we. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear so much. What are we called to do? What is our purpose? He gives us different things and we can reach people different ways. But the ultimate goal is to bring souls to his kingdom. You do it how he has you to do it. I do it how he has me to do it. But they're the same purpose, the same goal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if we know that our goal is to bring souls to Christ, hallelujah, what are we doing? What are we doing? Hallelujah. We should be persuading them. Hallelujah. We should be pleading with them, begging them if necessary. Why? Why? Because they're heading to damnation. Hallelujah. Somebody did it for me. Somebody did it for you. We are selfish saints. Hallelujah. And God is getting tired of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And once we start getting to work and once we do it, we are also to teach them and to show them how to do the same. How to bring more people in. Hallelujah. I brought you in. The Lord dealt with you. He filled you with his Holy Ghost. Now let me show you how to get to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you should find joy in doing that and completing his assignment. It should not be a chore to you, but something that you want to do, that you long to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't be feeling overwhelmed doing the work of the Lord. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Enter into and share. Hallelujah. Share, hallelujah, the joy. He enter into and share the joy. Enter into what? Into all that I have, all that I am, into the power that I have, the authority that I have. He says, enter in, I will share with you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Moving on, hallelujah. Verse Verse 24 really stuck out to me in this parable. It has always stuck out to me. It says, he who had received one talent also came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you had not willowed the grain. So I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is your own. Jesus, I have read this multiple times. I've heard it preached and taught multiple times. And every time they got to this verse, I was waiting for the preacher, the speaker, to defend my God. Hallelujah. I was waiting and I never heard anyone on this verse defend our God. This servant who represents us, hallelujah, is talking to his master who represents Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, I know you to be a harsh and hard man, reaping where you did not sow. He's attacking the character of my God. I'm making it personal since I didn't hear nobody else defend my God. He's attacking my God, accusing him of being unmerciful and dishonest. He calling my God a liar. Hallelujah. He said, you steal. You steal things that don't belong to you, and then you crash down on us and you harsh on us. You a hard master. Hallelujah. I'm here on this morning to defend my God. Why? Because I know him. I've experienced him. Hallelujah. I live for him. Hallelujah. And I know him to be merciful. I know him to be kind. Hallelujah. I know him to be a deliverer. Hallelujah. I know who I serve. Thank you, Jesus. I know who I'm protected by. Y'all don't hear me though. Hallelujah. I know he is a way maker. Hallelujah. A promise keeper. Thank you, Jesus. A miracle worker. Yes, he works miracles for me. I don't know about you. I don't know what kind of Christian you are. Hallelujah. What kind of Christian are you? Are you a good servant of God? Hallelujah. Who knows his word? Who knows him? Hallelujah. Or are you a selfish servant? Hallelujah. Who makes accusations about my God? You better back up. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm here to defend my God because I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. My doctors told me I would never walk again, that I would never have kids. Hallelujah. That's why I dance for him the way that I do. Y'all don't know my story. Hallelujah. You must not know who my God is. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This servant, hallelujah, represents the servants, the Christians in the church, hallelujah, who have a limited knowledge of God. No relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Servants who have failed their test and their trials and been through some tribulations that they did not come over, hallelujah, and want to blame God for them. Don't blame my God because you ain't got no faith. Because you didn't look to him. Don't blame my God. Hallelujah. Calling my God uncaring. Hallelujah. Unjust, undependable. Instead of judging, hallelujah, their life in the light of the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't need to judge you. Hallelujah. Look at the word of God. Stand in alignment with the word of God. And don't come for my God. Not why I'm here. He could have maneuvered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Christians who have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, they have, but they have no spiritual fruit. You ain't produced nothing. Hallelujah. You want to know why you can't get past your trials? Huh? Yeah, yes, God tests us. Why you can't pass your test? Because you making it all about you. He said, I'm teaching you to yield. Oh, but you won't yield, so you call me mean and harsh. Hallelujah. I hear it too. I hear it too. Hallelujah. The dancers tell me that I'm mean and I'm harsh. And you know what I tell them? You're welcome. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These Christians, hallelujah, who have no spiritual worship. Hallelujah. Because it starts with worship. Hallelujah. You're not yielding your heart, hallelujah, to the Lord and allowing him to work on some stuff out of you. Hallelujah. Oh, you just call him mean and harsh. Woo, woo. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You come to church every Sunday and you sit on God. Jesus, offering him nothing. Offering him nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what does our God say? After this servant comes to him and says all of this, what does he say? He says, come here, servant. He says, come here, servant. Come here. He said, Jesus. What if you know all of this about me? Oh, if you know that I'm such a harsh master and that I'm a hard servant and that I take things that don't belong to me, if you know all of this about me, did you not think that I wouldn't require a return on that which does belong to me? You know me so well. We are to have the mind of our master. He said, did you not think that I wouldn't get a return on something that I didn't even steal? Ooh. Huh, servant? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He says, well, come on, come sit down. Let's have a talk. We have to be careful, Jesus. We have to be careful what we say to our Lord, to our master. Hallelujah. This servant felt so comfortable that he could tell his master, well, I just know you to be hard. I just know you to be harsh, to be a hard man. He said, well, if I'm such a harsh man and you know so much about me, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm taking back what I have given to you and giving it to somebody else. And I'm harsh. I mean, I take what doesn't belong to me. Well, I'm taking everything from you. That's what my God says. I'm taking everything from you. And I have a place for you also. Ooh, y'all better be careful. We better be careful. He says, I have a place for you in utter darkness where there will be weeping and grinding of the teeth. Jesus, is that harsh enough for you, servant? Who knows me? Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, you good for nothing servant. He put him in utter darkness because he had no use for him. You good for nothing servant. Hallelujah. You took what I gave you and did nothing with it. I don't need you. We better get to work. Jesus, please, Lord, I want to hear well done. I might be tired. I might be sick of this, but I will move forward because I want to hear well done. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't want to be a good for nothing. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can really sympathize with this servant because he said, I was afraid, so I went and hid your talent. I noticed that this servant was not unloyal, faithful to God. He didn't take what his master gave him and go and use it for his own self, for his own glory, to be noticed, to do things with. No, he sat on it. He buried it. He said, I'm scared and I don't want to step out on it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'll get rejected. I don't know if I'll fail. I don't know what to do. So I'll do nothing. I can relate. I've been there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it wasn't that he didn't have faith. It's that he wasn't faithful. It's that he had no faith. He didn't have enough faith to trust in his master. Hallelujah, Lord, let that not be us, Lord Jesus. Those who of us who are fearful, Lord Jesus, let this be a wake-up call for us, Jesus. We got to get to work. And once you have faith in your master, once you really trust in him, stepping out, after you stepped out, you realize and you know that he got you. He got you. Give him a chance. You haven't even given him a chance to catch you before you fall. You say, I'm not falling. I'm sitting right here. I'm not moving. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, no faith, no fruit. I'm looking for fruit. If you have no fruit to produce, I don't need you. I don't need you. Jesus, Jesus. What this servant never got the chance to get is to realize that there is a difference between being God, and there's a difference between God and Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me make it make sense. God is creator of everything. Hallelujah. He can say something and it is so. Thank you, Jesus. He knows our beginning from our ending and everything in between. He is Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Hallelujah. He is God. Whether you believe it or not, it changes nothing. He is sovereign. He does what he wants when he wants to do it. He is absolute. Hallelujah. That is God. Hallelujah. But Lord, to be Lord. Lord is more personal. Hallelujah. It's intimate. Hallelujah. This last servant never got that intimate relationship. He didn't allow his master to become his Lord. Hallelujah. You are Lord over my life. Hallelujah. What you say is what I'll do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he never got to that point. Thank you, Jesus. The last servant, he didn't try to get to know his master, to see where his master was coming from. All he noticed was the discipline. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. This is what I've been waiting to say the whole time I've been up here all morning. Hallelujah. Because it, no matter how much you appear to be a good servant, Jesus, 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 how often you come to church, thank you, Jesus, how many scriptures you can quote, hallelujah. Some people can quote the whole Bible and know it from top to finish, hallelujah. All the hymns that you know, the songs that you appear to offer up to God, hallelujah. I've been waiting to say this all morning. But if you are not a slave unto him, hallelujah, you will not hear well done. Replace it. Well done, that good and faithful slave. Hallelujah. Yes, the third one was a servant, but he wasn't no slave. A slave not gonna tell you what they think. Hallelujah. I looked at my parents, especially my dad, as being harsh. But you think I said that to his face? I would, after my whooping, I would go to my room, close my door, and look in the mirror and tell him off, but never to his face. Hallelujah. And I was a child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there's a difference between being a servant and being a slave. Hallelujah. A servant has a choice, has an option. Hallelujah. A servant has a choice when to serve and to whom I'm going to serve, for how long I'm going to serve. Hallelujah. But a slave, hallelujah, you have no options. You have no choice. You have no voice. Hallelujah. I'm a slave. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, free will he gave us. Yes, you have the option to make the choice if you're going to live for God. But once you get to know him, once you build that relationship with him, once he becomes your Lord, you are a slave. Hallelujah. Y'all don't have to shout. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Why? Because I'm bought. Slaves are bought. I'm bought with a price, and he paid a mighty, mighty, mighty price, a price that I couldn't pay, a price that you couldn't pay. Hallelujah. He paid the price of his life. He gave his blood. Hallelujah. His pure blood, his untainted blood. He gave it for you. Hallelujah. And as he went to the cross, as he was dying on the cross, as he had your name in mind on the cross, you know what he was thinking? Yeah, yeah, them my slaves. They gonna get to work for me. Hey, them my slaves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you don't choose to be my slave, if you don't want to live for me, where you going? Hallelujah. In utter darkness, you are no use to me. Hallelujah. We got to get this, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A slave is to perform the will of their master, whether you like it or not. I'm learning that. Whether you like it or not. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you confess that Jesus is Lord, you are confessing that I am a slave. Jesus is Lord. Lord over your life. You have no options. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. As a slave, you must follow him. You must execute your master's plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without question, without concern, and without opinion. Hallelujah. Why? Because none of that is your business. Hallelujah. It's not your business. Your business is to be obedient to your Lord. I'm talking to the slaves. Hallelujah. You don't question your God. Thank you, Jesus. I think about Jonah. I think about Jonah and how he started out as a servant of God, but he was transformed into a slave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a relationship with God. He talked with God. And when God told him what to do, that's a lot of our problems. We have relationships with God. And it says, I am a friend of God. And we take that and run with it. You don't know when it's time to be a friend and when it's time to be a slave. Jonah said, the Lord talked to Jonah, and Jonah, the Lord told Jonah what to do. And he said, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. And he ran. He left. He must not know he a slave. Oh, but I'm a teacher. Hallelujah. When he was in the well, when he was in the belly of the well of the fish, that's when he became a slave. That's when he said, oh, Lord, what will you have me to do? Hallelujah. I don't agree with what you say. I don't want to do it. I think these people are ungrateful and they don't deserve a second chance, but it's not my business. What will you have me to do? I'm a slave. Hallelujah. I don't like a whole lot of people I have to deal with, but I'm a slave. It's not my choice. Yes, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think I'm running out of time. I got more to say. He has more to say, but my time is running short. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Really quick, just Paul said towards the end of his life, he says, I fought the good fight. I finished the course. Hallelujah. I've kept the faith. Hallelujah. And there will be a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Hallelujah. Why was Paul so confident? Hallelujah. To say this, because he knows he was a slave. Hallelujah. And most slaves don't choose to be slaves. Hallelujah. But when you have a master like this, hallelujah, I choose to be your slave. Hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for in the beginning, you gave me a choice. And once I chose you and I stepped all the way in and I began to experience you, hallelujah, and see you as a way maker, that you make ways out of no ways. I don't go to you at the end when I have no other options, but you are my first option. You are my only option because I'm a slave. Hallelujah. A slave by choice. Even when I don't want to do it, even when I don't like it, I know that he knows best. Hallelujah. I will stand firm on the word of God. Come for me. Come for me. Come and do what you want with me, with this flesh. Hallelujah. Because I'm a slave. I'm going to say what he tells me to say. And if you don't like it, take it up with my master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can come for the messenger. You can come for the servant. What he will only allow you to do so much. And if it's take my life, then take it. I'm going to be with my master. Hallelujah. Where my rider dies for their master at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be hard? You want to be a gangster? Be a gangster for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say don't come for me. Come for me. I know who I represent. I know who I serve. He says we will battle with people coming for us. We will have to suffer persecution. We're not here for it to be easy. Where your fight at? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mountain, who do you think that you are that you will not bow? Ooh, you must not know who my God is, because you have no choice. You gonna bow. Hallelujah, you gonna bow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and what a wonderful... a wonderful master he is. What a wonderful master he is. Hallelujah. He says, come here, slaves. Come here, slaves. He said, I'm going to make you sons and daughters. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring you into my family. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you want to be a part of this family. I'm going to make you joint heirs. Hallelujah. I'm going to make you joint heirs with Jesus and Christ so that you can rule and reign. Hallelujah. With him. It's a benefit to be a slave unto my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to end. All I have to say is those of us who are servants unto God and want to be transformed into a slave, we all still got work. I still got work. I see that I have one knee bent, and he said, I'm going to bend that other knee. I don't have a problem with being fearful anymore. Hallelujah. I have learned to step out on my God. But he's dealing with my pride now. Hallelujah. I have an issue. Sometimes he allows me to speak on his behalf and say, you can defend me. And sometimes he says, I don't need you. Shut your mouth. I can defend myself. And I still want to go. Hallelujah. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. And after he bends that second knee, hallelujah, he gonna lay me out. Hallelujah. Because I'm gonna be a slave. Y'all better get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those of us who are servants unto the Lord, who want to be transformed into being a slave, I say, come now. Come now. Yeah, we in this together. We need to be on one page, on one accord. Hallelujah. Where my soon-to-be slaves at? Where y'all at? And I'm stepping down here with you because I need it too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all come. And our pastor is going to pray for all of us. And then after, those of us who haven't even got to become a slave yet, who haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you're not even in the race yet. Hallelujah. We need you to get in. We need you to, we're begging with you. We're pleading with you. Hallelujah. You need this. You need the power of the Lord on the inside of you so that you can fight. Hallelujah. So that you can stand still. So that you can begin to know him and to experience him and know the power that he has given you to have. Hallelujah. We need you guys in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.